Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust podcast. Thank you for being with us. We had a little bit of a false start there. We've got everything fixed and we are back, and there is a ton of Walt Disney World news to talk about. Erica, you have spent today booking vacations for people at Disney World. How does that feel as a travel agent with Magic Expeditions to be booking vacations again for Disney World?
It feels so good because we were all paused. So just like everybody else was there, they weren't letting agents book anything either. So, you know, it's been a long time since I booked. And so it was just such an exciting day because people were so excited to even be part of the magic again and get those confirmations locked in. So it's a very, very good day.
So tell me about the parameters that you've been given by Disney World, Erica. People can reach out to you if they have questions. You don't have to. There's no hard sell, and it costs you nothing to use Erica's services. So you can email her at erica@magicexpeditions.com or just comment on the Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page. You can message the page there as well, and Erica will see it. I see him too, and I just like to watch you guys plan beautiful vacations. But what has been what has been open for you guys to be able to book now?
So as of right now, everything for 2021 is booked through September 27th of 2021. So if you're thinking about going next fall or next Christmas, there is still a little more delay for that. They also is a little bit of a delay for the remainder of 2020. So if you're looking to go for this Christmas season, they put a pause on that for right now too. But if you're looking to go between January 1st, 2021 through September 27th of 2021, we can get pricing, availability, quote, see what those packages look like. And we mentioned before the dining plan has been temporarily paused as well. So for the 2021 bookings, that is temporarily suspended as well. However, once you book, we can make any changes that you want to. So when the dining plan comes back, we can always add that to your package. But at least for now, we have your room and tickets secured.
So what was your experience today? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the vacations that you were looking to plan. I know that you were quoting someone that's connected with me. So what were you noticing about availability and pricing if people are thinking about getting the process started?
Yeah, I have noticed things that normally aren't available, I was noticing are available, and things that typically are available aren't available. So it was a little bizarre with how some of the things shook out. But it was really kind of a case-by-case situation. I mean, Pop Century is a value level resort. It's probably, in my opinion, one of the most popular value level resorts. And I booked three different vacations there today. So there was plenty of availability for standard rooms at Pop as of right now for this summer and this spring break. So just kind of case by case, pricing obviously looks really good because it doesn't include the dining plan. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at it, you know, first glance, you're like, oh, wow, this is awesome. And then, you know, you do have to stop and remember, well, this doesn't include the dining plan right now. But we also were able to book end quote, for park hoppers, even though that has been temporarily suspended as well. But it's allowing us to add those onto packages, which gives me hope that those will be back sooner rather than later, too. Otherwise, I would think they wouldn't let us book them. But we can always modify packages later once the stuff starts coming back, too.
So I want to talk a little bit about what happened this week. So Monday opened the park reservation system. And I use the word open loosely. So I have a trip coming at the end of July. And so I was one of the people who was trying to book a park reservation, which is something new to people who are planning Disney World vacations. As I understand it, the people who you are booking now through September of 2021 will also be booking park reservations with their
stays. Yes. So it's called the Disney Park Pass. So when you go into My Disney Experience, you'll see a link for the Disney Park Pass. And today when we were looking for availability, you know, it's a little different when you already have a trip coming up this fall, but we're able to see availability before we book them. So since today was the first day, obviously we didn't have a problem, but we're able to look at a calendar and say, oh, it looks like Hollywood Studios is filled up on April 14th, you know, and that's the day you really wanted to go. Maybe let's move it back a week or so we can see availability. So you're not going to buy these park tickets and then not have any reservations available.
Yeah, I think that was a really smart move for Disney to give people the confidence that when they go to book those vacations in 2021, that they are going to be able to have that knowledge, that they are going to be able to access what they want. And then as I understand it, when you go to book that if somebody were to book with you this week and you check and see that those park reservations are available when they book, then when you place that vacation booking, you can reserve those parks for them as part of the process to make sure that they're secure. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So immediately once they purchase those reservations, that it does go live in like once we link them, that's when you can get those park passes. They have asked for us not to reserve the park passes just because there is a waiver that you have to acknowledge moving forward. It's a COVID waiver. So it's basically just a checkbox, just acknowledging this. And so they ask us not to do it just solely so that we know that you've read it and are aware of the new procedures that are going through. However, the three people that I had today, I literally was on the phone with them the whole time walking them through. It's so simple. And I have screenshots that I can send just to walk people through it. So I link the reservations for you. I get all your people set up. I get everything all set up. So literally all you have to do is go in and click a calendar, click a checkbox and a date and you're done.
So it is a very simple, a very simple process. I will say, like, once it starts working, it had a really, really rough start. But the thing of it is I think that people were anticipating. I mean, it's a massive undertaking what Disney is doing here, and they're having to do it in a capacity that was thrust upon them. Like the idea of how do you manage the amount of people who are going to be in a place like any of the four parks in Disney World, they had to come up with something. And, you know, I think it's a good solution. It didn't work very well at first, but from what I understand, a lot of the kinks have been worked out of the system. I personally had a conflict because my parents are coming with us. So it's my three kids, my husband and me, and my mom and dad. I successfully booked a park reservation for my mom and my dad and for my three kids. And my husband and I guess we're going to be drinking cocktails by the leisure pool. And I'm like,
you don't get to go.
So mom and dad, you wanted to see Disney. Here are the children. Put them on leashes and keep them near you. So, you know.
Now, are you sure you didn't do that on purpose?
The hours I spent on hold to try to make sure that we got this done the right way would indicate that I really wanted to get those park reservations. And we did. And you know, each and every time that we got through on hold to talk to somebody, which may be the case going forward for other people, if they are trying to modify things in the confines of what's left of 2020, these cast members are so great and kind and you feel for them because I've talked about this in my day job. Cause I do a weekday talk radio show, that anytime you are dealing with a pandemic like this, you have to remember that thing that you want to attain, which is normal Disney World, it does not exist right now. It's not like other people are out there getting dining plans and getting all of, you know, the park hoppers and stuff. It doesn't exist right now. We're in a different version of normal right now. I think we will get back to the place where we get more familiar with Disney the way it used to be in some respects. I also think that Disney World has a lot of opportunity to expand and grow out of the challenges that are in front of them right now. But, you know, I don't envy Disney World in that they have to adapt so quickly and so much to change a place that is just known for being shoulder to shoulder people. Yeah. So, I will reiterate though that, cause you're booking my parents' trip. So I've been working with you very closely with this. I booked a DVC trip cause I'm a member of the Disney Vacation Club, and I was so grateful to be able to have you and your connections and the people at Magic Expeditions working on helping sort this out. When you work with somebody, when you work with a travel agent, you have a leg up on the people who are having there. You have to rely on yourself, and it does not cost anything else for you to use the services of Erica. It does not, you're going to say, in my opinion, you will save money because you can see the promos when they come out. You can apply them to people's trips. You've saved me thousands of dollars. I just think that this is another example of get in, get early with a travel agent. It costs $200 to reserve a trip. And with all of the things that are moving and all of the blogs and the Facebook groups and the message boards and everything that exists out there right now with information, I like to have somebody who is plugged into what Disney is putting out to people, because I would say 50% of the things that I read are accurate and the other 50% aren't. And it's 50-50 whether or not what you read, if it shocks you and it scares you and you're like, I can't go on this trip now. Oh, that's not actually true. And all that anxiety and panic was for nothing. So I think that that's a really, really, yet again, another good reason to use somebody who is plugged into Disney and knows what the factual information is.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, things are, it's a fluid situation. So none of us have obviously been in a pandemic before. So, I mean, we're getting information. I was on a call the other day and we were getting emails as it was coming out. So, you know, just having to where you not have to search for that. I would love to work with everybody, but even if it's not me, I can't speak highly enough about working just with an agency. Because like you said, I mean, how long were you on hold the other day? And, you know, you could have somebody do that for you. Big shout out to my whole team, because, you know, Allison was on the phone the other day for, I think she said like 8 hours on hold, and they had cut off the line so we couldn't get through. So, you know, we were all just working really closely together, and just having that team of behind you just to advocate for you, I think is, you know, if you want to cry, you want to be frustrated, just be frustrated with us.
I want to ask you a little bit about some of the modifications, and yeah, I don't know that you have a list in front of you, but you can talk about some of the things that you know off the top of your head. For people who might be interested in booking in 2021, what we know about 2021 right now certainly can change drastically. It could be completely opened up the way it always has been in 2021. They could shut down again. They could shut down again if they decide to. And not even open when they said that they're going to open. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I know people are suggesting that. I don't think that's going to be the case. But tell us about 2021, when people are thinking, you know, they've moved their trip 3 times this year and they're trying to figure out, okay, do I want to go back to Disney? I want to get the full experience. What do you know about 2021 trips for people who just want to get some Disney in their life?
I think the most important thing, and I had somebody ask me about this earlier too, is that the cancellation policy. So once you book that vacation, whether it's, you know, for the spring, summer, fall, if you book it and cancel it, as long as you're not within the 30-day window, they'll give you a full refund on however much you've paid. So God forbid something like this should happen again, or, you know, I mean, life happens. I've had a family that they were leaving the next week and their little daughter got the flu, so they needed to move the trip. So we were able to get them moved, but just knowing that you have that 30-day window to get a full refund, I think is something that's kind of reassuring, because these are a lot of, you know, it's a lot of money. So yeah. if they were to shut down again, you know, this whole time that they've offered refunds to everybody. I had somebody that was leaving the next day too. So Disney offered refunds to everybody. They extended the tickets. I think they did a really good job of accommodating people through the closure, but just knowing that Disney and their guest services are going to take care of you if anything were to happen again, then that's some peace of mind knowing too. And there is travel insurance. You can always buy travel insurance and make sure that, you know, that all those things are covered too.
Yeah. Explain a little bit about travel insurance. I don't know that people really know. If you're not somebody who travels a lot, explain to me what that travel insurance entails.
It just basically covers anything. So there's third party insurance companies that you can go through. We have some that we recommend that we work with quite frequently. So, you know, there's some that we recommend if you're maybe older, because it goes off of age. So it just covers life happening. So, you know, you're taking a cruise and your car breaks down, that port, they're not going to save the boat for you. So, you know, just having that kind of insurance that covers your investment, you know, is something to have. It's just nice to have that they cover life if you fall and break your hip while you're on the boat, you know, that kind of thing.
So I'll add this on here right now, because if you're watching us on our Facebook Live or our YouTube Live, Bill commented, "Hi, Annie, love the STL jersey." When Erica first saw me, she goes, "Oh my gosh, I love your spirit jersey." And I'm like, "That's the nerdiest Disney thing you've ever said. This is a baseball jersey."
Go Cardinals. To me, a jersey is a spirit jersey.
Yeah. She's like, "All jerseys are spirit jerseys." And I'm like, "Okay, Minnie Mouse, yeah, I got you. I see you." It's pretty funny.
Don't you know right. Cardinal spirit? It's a spirit jersey.
I'm not arguing with your logic. I'm not saying that your logic is wrong. I'm also saying that there might be other, I don't know. It made me laugh, and it was the laugh that I needed today. So we're looking here at the Walt Disney World website, the notifications that they have up here right now: Walt Disney World Resort phased reopening and important information. Walt Disney World theme parks will begin opening July 11th for Magic Kingdom Park and Disney's Animal Kingdom Park, followed by Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios on July 15th. Additionally, Disney Vacation Club properties at Walt Disney World and Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground have begun to open to members and guests. Disney Springs has already begun to reopen. Upon reopening, theme parks, Disney resort hotels, restaurants, and other offerings may be modified, limited in capacity, and subject to change or subject to availability or closure. We have taken enhanced health and safety measures, follow all posted instructions while visiting Walt Disney World Resort. An inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public space where people are present. So I want to talk a little bit about the park reservation system, and I'm going to show this and see how this works here. So if you go onto the website, you will see My Disney Experience at the top. I'm already logged in. You can see up here. If you're not logged in, you'll just go up here and click sign in. And then you will be able to get into your account and see your experience. If you go to My Disney Experience, you drop down and here's the Disney Park Pass system. That's a new option under the My Disney Experience plan. You can click Disney Park Pass system and it will take you into this little space here where it talks a little bit about the system. So introducing the Disney Park Pass system: before you visit a park, you must make a reservation using this convenient online tool. That's kind of funny. Now available for guests with booked Disney resort hotel stays. So on Friday, is it Friday when it opens up to annual pass holders? I think
the 28th. So I think that's Monday.
Okay. I think it's actually down here. The 26th is annual pass holders without a resort stay. And the 28th is existing ticket holders that can make reservations. So they've kind of staggered this. This 22nd one down here is the one that allowed me to access it earlier along everybody else who had resort stays booked. And it kind of, it was a little rough out of the gate. I think they probably expected that to some extent. But I believe from what I'm reading from a lot of people on the Facebook groups that I'm involved in, it seems like they've started to work out a lot of the glitches. So I'm hoping that come Friday, when the annual pass holders get access, that it is functioning and saving people a lot of angst. So you just click here on this Make a Disney Park Reservation. Go ahead, Erica. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say the three that I walked through today, there was literally not even a delay, like not a hiccup whatsoever. So I don't know what that's going to be like for the rest of 2020 bookings, but as of today, about 20 minutes before I was coming down here, that's I was working through a reservation with somebody and literally not even a scrolly circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this.
Yeah, so like that.
What were you saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. You had to say it, didn't you?
I did.
I had to bring it up. So that is some, you know, a bit of what people have been experiencing is, you know, the Olaf pops up or somebody says, you know, there's some issue that exists. I had an issue because I had a cash stay and a DVC stay booked at the same time. They have rectified this issue, but you can create your party here and you hit continue once you've selected your party. And then it looks like this. So you go to the date that you are going to be staying here. And I don't know that you can go. Can you go into? Yeah, you can go into 2021. I think that right now I have. Maybe. Yep. Okay. So I think I have a potential stay booked right now, just randomly on this date. So I click the date and then it gives me the option down here to pick which park I want to go to. Let's say I want to go to Hollywood Studios. I click that. Okay. So it's saying that it's probably saying I don't have, it says I have my park pass limit reached. I have my 11 days booked. You're supposed to be able to get, as an annual pass holder, you're supposed to be able to get 3 days booked at any consecutive time. That is not allowed to be booked until Friday. So maybe this, you know what I think it is? I think it's because I don't have my DVC stay in my Disney experience. So there's an example of something that's on me probably to go in and get the stay that I have booked right now at a resort at this time of year. So, but anyway, All it would do is when you pull up this here, it would say the time. And when you see that you need to you'll have to reserve the date, the park, and the time. Erica, you can confirm that the time is only specific to the hours of the park. It's not an arrival time. It's not a limited time. You still get access. If you get the park reservation, you get access to the whole park for the whole day.
Correct. And it's just acknowledging the park hours for that day. And you can come and go as many times as you want. So if you want to go for, you know, a couple hours, then come back and swim, then go back for a couple hours and come back and have lunch. You can come and go as many times as you want.
Yeah. I don't know if that was explained enough upon the initial, it was kind of listed there, but that's a common question that I think people have. So, talk to me about dining options, if you can, Erica. Like, what do we know about what's available? What do we know about what's being limited and what has changed? Just some of the highlights for people who consider dining to be a big part of the experience.
Yeah, I think one of the most noticeable changes right off the bat, and again, I just want to say that these are all temporary suspensions, so it doesn't mean that they're going to be gone forever. We don't know what thresholds we have to hit for these to come back. So, you know, no cases for 2 months and then they come back. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But we know that they're coming back. But I think the one that has been hit the hardest has been the character dining. So as of right now, they have temporarily suspended character dining with exclusion. I don't know this is going to leak and everybody's going to run there. But Topolino Terrace in Riviera is still going to do a modified character breakfast, to where they had some videos of some the bloggers that I watch where they came out every 4 or 5 minutes and there's no interaction as far as like the hugs and the kisses, which I know we've talked about even pre-pandemic, if that's, you know, really the cleanest thing to do anyway.
Yeah.
So they were doing all that. And then they said that you received an autographed card on your way out. So you still get to get those autographs, just not with the one-on-one like you normally do. But I think that it's nice to be sitting there and you know, kind of seeing them run around like that.
Yeah. Yeah. To be able to have the experience. And it still feels it still feels personal in the sense that it's your experience. It's not just your passerby in the middle of a park or something like that. It'll be a little more personal if that's something. I don't know if my question about any of these experiences that will be open that used to have characters involved is the price that is being charged for a lot of these dining locations, from what I understand, is not changing. And the food experience is going to change. Maybe that's for the better. I'm not personally I don't get real excited when it comes to buffets, like from a person who doesn't want to, you know, participate in a buffet myself. Everybody else in my family is A-okay with it. But if you're going to change the food experience, if you're going to take away the characters and the price is going to stay the same, I'm going to have to look at what that food is very closely. Garden Grill is one that if the characters weren't there, but the food, the breakfast stayed the same, I'm there because that food is good. So yeah. That's an exception. I don't know if I would do the same thing with Chef Mickey's, but it's going to be a personal decision for everybody involved.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And, you know, they also temporarily paused the dinner shows, which I think is...
I'm bummed about that.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's one of those things. It's a big production. And how do you social distance people? And they come around and they interact with you and you get the big buckets of food. And, you know, they have the whole pig that goes around with the luau. So so I get it. And I'm the same way with buffets, too. I mean, if you need a sneeze guard, I'm probably not going... not going to be partaking in said food. And that was pre-pandemic too. So I, you know, when you see the sneeze guard, you're, and then all the little sticky fingers, and I now have sticky fingers upstairs. So I feel like I'm justified for saying that, you know, seeing the little kids grabbing stuff and you're like, yeah. So I think buffets are, I would be okay if buffets didn't come back, but we don't know what's going to happen with that. And then
I love family style character meals, because when you have a character like caravan coming around your table and you also have three kids who you're trying to get food for, and you've got to go to the buffet and come back, like you don't even get to eat yourself. And if you eat, by the time you get to eat, you've stood up, you've taken pictures, you've posed for pictures, you've gotten, you know, the second plate of chicken nuggets and corn dogs or whatever it is. It's exhausting. Like the idea of a character dining experience that is family style is preferable to me in so many ways. So yeah. And I don't know, maybe buffets, I'm sure you need less staff for a buffet setup, but yeah, if it didn't show up again and they modified, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much that's going on with the food industry right now, just as far as the CDC recommendations and what that looks like. You know, do you offer menus? Do you have, you know, they've recommended paper menus and, you know, all of these different things. So, you know, cutlery and the different drinkware and straws and making sure they're all, you know, there's just a lot of things that go in with food safety on top of the guidelines for the pandemic too. So Disney I said this a million times, that if there's any place that I would want to be that I would trust, it's Disney, because they do not cut any corners when it comes to stuff like this. So I wholeheartedly believe that they are taking every single precaution and every single, you know, thing to heart to make sure that everybody's going to be safe and their well-being is number one importance when as these parks start to reopen.
Yeah.
The final food one that we were talking about last night, that's kind of a big, big bummer, because it was one of my favorite things to do, is Be Our Guest. So Be Our Guest is no longer going to be, they previously did a quick service credit for breakfast and lunch, and they're now getting rid of that to where it's just going to be the prefix three-course meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, you know, I enjoyed just the ambiance of Be Our Guest, and so it's kind of a bummer that now it's, you know, going to be $65 for lunch. It's not... You know, maybe for a special occasion, that would be nice. And I know there's a lot of people out there that like it. This one was just kind of a bummer.
Well, I think it's a way for them to maximize the space and the cost. Because when you social distance people and it's quick service, and you know that whatever standards you set for that specific space, you know that people are going to want it. There are going to be people who are like, I have to see the inside of Be Our Guest. It's the Beast Castle. It is beautiful. For my trip going in the end of July into August, I absolutely had Be Our Guest. I wanted to do the Be Our Guest lunch, and I won't do it for the prefix meal. I wanted to show my, I've been there. I've been in it. We had decided after our last trip that we were probably done, at least for the time being, doing the dinner, because my kids are little and they're eating, it's a very expensive corn dog, you know, and we would do the dining plan. When you do the dining plan and you're talking credits, it's like Monopoly money. You're like, I can do whatever I want, but it's not the same when you're talking about dollars. And I think what Disney has decided to do here is know that they are going to fill the capacity. People are going to want to get in there because it is as much an experience as it is a meal.
Yeah.
And they have to social distance. So they have to limit how many people are going to get in there. So you charge more and, you know, you provide, the dinner is good. I really liked the dinner. It's just, it was not, it's not the Disney experience I want in the middle of the Magic Kingdom with the cost times three for my little kids.
Yeah.
So
I will say that we went for my birthday a couple years back and the gray stuff is truly delicious.
It
and,
is.
It's one of my favorite, one of my favorite photos. Cause it was just one of those things where it was like the perfect day and the weather was perfect. And it was just so happened to actually be my birthday. And we went to be our guest and then the beast came out. And so there's this picture of me and it is like, you know, 30 something years old and here I am. And I'm so happy to be hugging the beast at this time. And it's like, that just shows like the magic that is it. Like it was the perfect meal. It was the perfect, you know, champagne and gray stuff. And, you know, it was just a memory that was worth every penny for me, something I'll never forget. So, you know, that's one thing, the food you'll often forget, but the ambiance and the environment is something that, you know,
it's, I'll be excited to see what Disney decides to do with this time where they can kind of try anything. And see how to make that experience really just a you know, knock you out type of a memorable experience. Yeah. I want to walk folks through here. This is the Disney Park Pass availability, going back to the park reservation thing, which is the newest thing to, I would assume in my, if you're park planning and you're used to getting fast passes are gone for the time being. They could come back, but as far as the time being, you're not reserving fast passes at 60 days out. You do dining reservations at 60 days out, from what I understand. But this is the Disney Park Pass availability calendar that's on here. And I just want to show this to people. So for everybody who's freaking out about park reservation options, this is for Disney resort guests. And if you go to like annual pass holders or theme park guests, the reason why it's grayed out is because they can't get tickets yet. That's the way I understand it. Is that right, Erica?
Yes, that's correct.
So Disney resort guests are the only people who can access this right now. And you'll see, like, if you click on the 11th here, you can still get Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom park reservations on the very first day that they open. Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios aren't open that day. So basically, for the very first day, you could still get in if you were able to reserve tickets right now. Here's the 15th. That's the day that they are all open. Isn't that correct? 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So Hollywood Studios is full, but the other three have availability. Same thing for those 3 days, the 15th through the 18th. Everything is available except for Hollywood Studios. And then you get into the 19th in July and on. Let's go through the months here. Look at this, folks. So if you are thinking about if you have a reservation, if you need to modify a reservation, I think that this is something that people need to see, because the park reservation system is making people panic. And you guys, this is, you know, like, this is green. It's all green. So let's make sure that we get those vacations booked. If you want to go, it costs $200 down, which goes to the full cost of your trip. It is fully refundable up until what? How long before?
30 days before arrival.
So that is it to me. If you were even thinking about taking that trip, reach out to Erica and you can find out what you can do and how it's going to work for you. And she can get you all set up and she'll save you money for sure. Claudine says, we decided to move our Walt Disney cruise trip for September 2021. That way we can hopefully experience all of the magic that Disney offers since it's our first time. Can't wait. I think that's a smart move, Claudine, because I don't know, Erica, you weigh in on this. The 50th anniversary is going to start October. So I would imagine everything in Mickey Mouse's realm of possibility is going to be invested in making sure that October is as good as it gets. Is that kind of your inclination as well, Erica?
Yeah, yeah, especially that's, yes.
Yes?
Nothing official, but yes.
Sure, that's her hope. Erica yeah. won't tell you anything that isn't actually accurate. So I wanted to, while Erica was talking here, I went in and connected that reservation that I have for February. So I want to show you just this park pass reservation system here. If you go to My Disney Experience and you click on the Disney Park Pass system, it'll load here. And this is how you go about getting your park reservation. If you've never done this before, most people haven't because it hasn't existed before. You can click here on Make a Disney Park Pass Reservation. And when you do that, it will tell you to create your party. So whoever is going with you, you select, you can create. I'm connected with several people in my family that wouldn't stay in my room, but we travel together. We can make plans for one another. So that's very nice that you are able to get that park reservation for everybody, and you don't have to go in a bunch of times and worry that you're going to get separated. So I'm going to go to my imaginary trip in February that I have booked and say, let's go to Hollywood Studios on Monday, February 1st. I click that, and here's where it shows you the time. Select arrival window. Show up anytime during this time frame to enter the park. Those are the current scheduled hours for this park. I would assume those hours can change. I would assume that they could maybe potentially offer multiple windows here and eventually include back in park hoppers. So if there could be a change and an evolution of the system over the course of time as they learn the movements of people in the park, park capacity and everything. So you click that and it says right here, I have read and agreed to the terms and conditions, including this waiver. So this is where you can go over, and I've done this 11 times already, but this is where, and I read it all every time before I checked it just to make sure. So you're basically telling Walt Disney World and Mickey Mouse that you're not going to hold them liable for catching coronavirus or probably anything for that matter. And then you click confirm. And then it says your Disney park pass is confirmed. It's really that simple. Then you can go down here to make another pass. So I can say, yes, I'm going to continue and I'm going to go to all the way through to February and make it for the next day. And the next day, naturally, I would want to go to Magic Kingdom. I select Magic Kingdom. I select the time. I will once again read through that, hit confirm. And you can see how simple it is. If I had created a party of 7 people because, you know, the kids and my husband and my parents are all going, it would tell you to it would take that party with you each time that you recreated to go to the next park pass. So it really is very simple and easy. And I think it's with the system working the way it's supposed to work, it's going to be not a bad addition to making it possible to get back in the parks.
And they have it to where they are doing a new technology with My Disney Experience. So they are no longer going to offer free Magic Bands for 2021. You're still going to be able to purchase them, but they are integrating the technology through the My Disney Experience app to where you can do everything through your smartphone. But with that, you can actually change park passes the day before. So I think it's 24 hours before you go. If there's availability, you can always switch. So if you go to Magic Kingdom the first day and are like, oh, I didn't get to see everything, maybe I want to switch my extra Epcot day to a Magic Kingdom day, you can do that as long as there's availability and it's within 24 hours of your trip.
So you can do it the day before, but you can't do it the day of?
As of right now.
As of right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
As of this moment in time, it's 4:01 and 46 seconds. Yeah. So is there anything else that you're thinking that you really want people to know right now? The one thing that I want people to know is not necessarily a specific piece of factual information. It's more of an attitude. Like, let's be excited that pretty soon we're going to get to see the inside of Disney World again, even if it's just through YouTube videos that you watch or, and we're streaming this live on the Annie Fry YouTube page as well. If you don't mind going to subscribe to that as well. If you watch YouTube pages, if you read blogs, if you listen to podcasts, I'm very excited that there's going to be the existence of Disney World once again. As far as factual-based stuff goes or misconstrued information that might be out there, Erica, is there anything, is the cherry on top that you want people to know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just hit it that, you know, soon Dumbo's going to be flying again, which we love to say. And I've had a lot of people that have reached out to me that are genuinely worried about what they should do, if they should book, if they shouldn't book. And I wish that as I call myself a friend to all my clients because I feel like we are in the trenches together and I become very, very close with my clients. But as a friend, I want to be able to tell you what is good and what isn't good and what you should do. But at the end of the day, like, you know what's best for your family. And my job is just to provide you with all of the facts that I have. So if you have any questions or concerns, there's, like Andy said, there's 50% that's real and 50% that's not real. So before you go down, you know, the rabbit hole and read through all this stuff, just shoot us a line. Annie and I would be happy to give you some facts so that you can make your decision whether you think that it's the right time for you to go or not. Personally, if you've been to Disney, even in off-peak times, it's crowded. It's always going to be crowded. So the fact that it's going to have a limited capacity, like that is what, I mean, I'll wear, like I said, I'll wear a hazmat suit. I mean, that I can go and not have to, you know, schedule rides and schedule fast passes and not have a crowd and just walk onto anything. For me personally, that is the main thing for me is going to be these low crowds. But at the end of the day, you know, you know what's best for your family.
I would say too to people that in a time for me personally, when I need a distraction in my life, I need something else. And we are very limited on our options of where you can take in an experience that is a distraction. So I don't know what it's going to look like in January, February, but if you've had to put off a summer vacation this year and you got kids, if you got grandkids, I would really highly suggest, you know, if you can swing it. And I know like school gets in the way of our Disney World, like how dare school get in the way of the real important things in life. But I mean, spending time with family is important and mental health is important. And if you feel like you are in need of that unplug where you're going to stop the cycle that we are all in that is over and over and over again, the same thing, Groundhog Day, I can't think of a better place for me and for my family to go than to take in what Disney World has to offer. And I've said this before, I will continue to say this again. I think that on any given Walt Disney World trip, there is so much to do and so much to take in and so much to taste and so much to ride and so much to watch and look at and so many places to relax that you're only ever going to be taking in like 20 to 30% max of what Disney World has to offer. Disney is just for a matter of sheer time commitment that it would take to take everything in. Disney is, because they have to, modifying what you get to choose from. But it's not as though you're going to run out of things to do at Disney. Mm-hmm. And I would say, especially now, as we talked about earlier, that those trips that you can book now with Erica that start, is it January 1st? Or January, mm-hmm. It's January 1st, is January 1st. Mm-hmm. Of 2021 is when you can start booking these trips, that the anticipation of that trip is a really, really good distraction from the craziness of the world. And if you were thinking that you want to have the best Christmas ever and you want to surprise the family, the kids, the grandkids, maybe the generations in your family that y'all go together and you start 2021 off with a bang because 2020, goodbye, peace out, see you later.
We're done.
Now is the time to start talking with Erica or to just start researching it yourself to see what that experience is going to look like and potentially investing in. And again, once you think that you might want to go, you put $200 on a credit card or whatever with Erica, she reserves your spot. And you are, as far as Disney is concerned, booked with just $200. And then you can start making those payments along the way. That's what we have always done. We wait for deals on Disney gift cards that get sold at Sam's or Costco or BJ's Wholesale Club or whatever. And we buy those gift cards and then we pay her with gift cards and we save some money doing that so that we can finance it in a way that is more convenient to us. But you got to start now. And Erica can walk you through it. And there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of misinformation that exists out there. And Erica can help you fight through all of it. And I highly, 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 highly recommend you use a travel agent. So
yeah.
Are you excited to be back and planning for people again?
This has been such a great day. And, you know, you could just hear the enthusiasm in people's voices. And I'm sure, you know, I've had to hold myself back, be like, is 25 exclamation points too much in this email? Just I think so. 20 it is.
It's the kind of day it is.
It is. It's been such an exciting day. And, you know, everybody's just excited to get back in the magic. And then immediately getting to book those park passes. It's like Fast Pass Day and Booking Day all in one. So
and they're all available right now. So if you get in now, Erica books the trip for you. She'll walk you through your park pass reservations immediately. And I will say this too. This is what I was going to add that I didn't get to because I just rambled on and on. That if you are looking for a Disney, if you are looking for the unplug in your life so that you can relax and regroup and refresh, that this version of Disney World may never be attainable again. So the access that you are going to have to the parts of Disney that are going to be open in the limited capacity, by that I mean the people that are going to be around you and the experience, my anticipation is, maybe I'm looking on the bright side, but I don't know. I think this is a once in a lifetime experience. So I am there for it. And I'm looking forward. I'm very much looking forward to being there.
Yeah.
All right.
Me too.
You got to go take care of your baby. And we will do this again. As soon as there's more information released, we will come to you again here on the Pixie Dust Podcast, streaming live on our Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page, on the Annie Fry YouTube page, and uploaded right away to our podcast at radio.com. Wherever you get podcasts from, please consider subscribing to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We are so very glad to be with you and to be able to get back into the parks very soon. Erica, I will see you next time. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Talk to you guys next time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.